time is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah chapter 46. And if you have access to a Bible, I'd encourage you to sit down with us, open it up, and join us as we consider His Word today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there. In fact, you'll find all of our broadcasts there. You can go back. In fact, you can go back about 10 years and find radio broadcasts. It'd be great to listen to podcasts or while you're maybe out walking or riding a bike or even in your car. You can go back and hear these early programs. And so I'd encourage you to do that. At the website also, there's a link that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd write to us, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. I talk about these every week, and we send out a lot of them. We'd love to get one into your hands as well. This is just a small notebook that fits into your shirt pocket or into a Bible case or easily into a purse or something like that. And you can keep track of your prayer requests. Write down prayer requests. As other people mention things to you, you can write them down. Write down your own request. You know, the Bible says to let your request be made known unto God. And then, in the journal, you can record when that prayer was answered. It's a great little tool. Now, I promise you this. We're not going to send you a whole bunch of mail asking for money. We're not going to flood your email box full of email. You just simply write to us, and we'll send you the prayer journal. And you pray for us, and that's it. Now, three ways you can get it. First of all, certainly the website, considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. The third way is just simply write to us. You can write to Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now remember, give us an address and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today. Isaiah 46, what a great little chapter. It's only, 13 verses or something like that. Yeah, 13 verses is all. But God is talking to His people. He's writing here to Israel, which at this time, Israel was divided. There was a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. If you'll study your Bible history, you'll see that the kingdoms kind of separated from each other in a great rebellion, particularly of Israel. God dealt with each of them separately. On the north side in Israel, there were no good kings. They turned to idols. In fact, one of the very first things they did was build a couple of golden calves and began to worship the kings. In the southern kingdom, Judah, there were some good kings there, and they had some good times of revival and some good times of worship and being obedient to God and what God had told them to do and how to live. They were following the law. But here, Isaiah 46 was written to the northern kingdom, and God talks about Himself and talks about what was going on there with their idols and their voiceless idols. And I'd like to begin by reading the whole chapter. And again, it's only 13 verses, so it's not going to take us very long. But I want you to get the big picture first, and then we're going to come back and look at what God is saying to them. Some very interesting things here. So beginning in verse 1, chapter 46 of Isaiah, Baal boweth down, Nebo stoopeth, Their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaded. They are a burden to the weary beasts. They stooped, they bowed down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs or gray hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear you, even I will carry and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag, and weigh silver in the balance, and they hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove, yet they one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, and show yourselves men, bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. God says, I am the Lord. When I look at what they were doing, right from the beginning, they were making these false gods. They were making idols, and he begins to describe them. And it's interesting what he says to them. Here, he talks about them, that they would make these gods. He talks about Baal particularly and Nebo, and they would bow to them, they would worship them. You know, they would bring them these. In some cases, some of these gods, they would offer human sacrifices, child sacrifices even. And he said, you make these gods and they're heavy. He talks about them being made of gold. You can only imagine how heavy these must be. And he says, you put them upon your animals and it just weighs them down. He said, Baal bows down, Nebo stoopeth, their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaded. They are a burden to the weary beasts. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. He talks about now how these beasts would, you know, the cattle, the oxen, I'm sure, and maybe some donkeys or whatever, they could barely carry these idols around. They were so heavy. And God takes that, and then he tells them, I will carry you. Instead of carrying God around, carrying the idols around, God says, I will carry you. Let me read it. Verse 3, hearken to me, or listen to me, O house of Jacob and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly. In other words, you were born of me, which are carried from the womb. Even to your old age, I am he, and even to the gray hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Now, what a contrast as God describes his relationship to his people. He said, these people, but they make their gods in Israel particularly, they would make these gods and they carry them around and they're such a burden to their beasts and they can't do anything. He says, even them will be led into captivity, and they were. He says, but me, he said, I made you and I will carry you. You won't be carrying the gods. God said, I will carry you. You know, these God, you had to carry them around, or he talks later about them setting them up in some place where they could worship them. And he says, I will bear you, I will deliver you. God will carry us through everything. Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That's from 1 Peter 5. So first of all, he is a God that carries us. We don't carry him. And he begins to go into this description of these other gods and how they were formed. I love this. He said, to whom will you liken me? In other words, what of these gods am I like? And would you make me equal and compare me that we may be like? Now he talks about what they do. They lavish gold out of the bag. Can you imagine lavish gold? They pour all this gold out of a bag. And he said, and they weigh silver in the balance. And then they hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, they worship, they bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove ye. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. I love this description. These gods of silver and gold, they shake it out. I love that word lavish. Can't imagine the gold, the expense that these gods had to create for them. And they pour out all this gold, and they pour out all this silver, and they hire a goldsmith. And he makes them a god. And that god, he said, they'll set it up and they'll worship it. They'll carry it around. They'll put it in a special place. They'll cry to it. Yet he does not answer. Nor can that god saved. And he says, now, remember this. Beginning in verse 8, remember this. And show yourselves men. Kind of like saying, grow up here. Bring it again to mind. Think about this, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there's none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. God says, you remember this. I'm God. Not those idols of gold and silver. I'm God, and there's none else. You know, this was the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I'm God, and there's none like me. You know, they can make all of these fancy, beautiful gold and silver gods, but they're not like the God of creation. They're not like him at all. They, you know, God says, it's me. I'll tell the end from the beginning. God tells us prophecy, things to come. And he said, my counsel, my truth, it will stand. Colossians 1:19 says, for it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. God says, I'll do it for my pleasure. And he'll carry out his plan for the ages, his plan of salvation. And he says, I have spoken it. I'll bring it to pass. I've purposed it. I will also do it. You can count on the Lord. Don't worship the things of this world. Worship him. He says, I am God. Let's put him first. We'll continue next week. Thanks for listening. Consider God bless you. His word. Consider his word. Consider his word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. Weight above the